Although mental health is an underlying core of society, there is still much that is unknown. We talked to some experts for a better understanding. We first met with Dr. Janine Chico Barker, a psychologist, board-certified art therapist, and college counselor.
We all have mental health, just like we have physical health.
For more details, we met with Dr. Joy, MD, a Philadelphia psychiatrist.
If you can imagine kind of a stool with three legs and needing to be able to function in work, in relationships, and with love, if any one of those three things are unbalanced, that it could lead to an unbalanced life.
One way to treat unstable mental health is music therapy. Dr. Hausig, a board-certified music therapist, explains the effects of this therapy for physical and mental health.
So it really depends on what it is they're working on. It could be physical goals, either a newborn baby in the NICU, but if their breathing is irregular, something we can do in music therapy is we play along to the breathing that might be unsteady, and we gradually make it steady. And just like how you kind of bop your head or tap your foot to music, your heartbeat and breathing can do the same thing. For something like an emotional goal, say somebody who's been through trauma, what music helps them do is explore what they've been through, express what they've been through, and then start to work towards healing and hope.
There are many misconceptions about mental health, as Dr. Hausig explained.
The first thing we need to understand is that a lot more people struggle with mental illness and with mental health issues than we realize. There's such a stigma that kind of nobody talks about it. If you are someone struggling with depression, anxiety, psychosis, substance use problems, you are not alone. I think the other thing people might not understand is because you can't necessarily see it is that people struggling with these issues are trying. Sometimes they're trying so desperately. And just because they continue to use substances or drink, just because they continue to have low motivation if they're depressed, doesn't mean they're trying and doesn't mean that they don't want to get better.
As we can see, there is still much to learn about the world of mental health.